Greetings, Chicagoland. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly program, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, based on improving lives through public service and volunteerism. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Forum to Achieve Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, with more than a 75-year legacy of promoting peace, harmony, equality, and social justice for all. Building Community, Strengthening Nations features newsmakers and movers and shakers engaged in enlightening discussions on current issues and events that positively impact our diverse communities. The FACT organization invites you to contact us for general information or referral services, volunteer opportunities, and suggestions, questions, or comments regarding programming topics and guests. Please call FACT at 773-424-8002 to reach our 24-hour voicemail and facsimile. Our email address is faactorg@aol.com. Now tell your friends to tune in to FACT every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're streaming live over the internet at www.thechicagolighthouse.org. My name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I am the founder and executive director of the FACT organization, and today I am so pleased to serve as your host. FACT is always excited about this opportunity to share time with you, our most valued listening public, with different weekly topics of interest that positively influence our communities. However, as we always say, this can only be accomplished with your help. The fact is, we all need each other, and by uniting our efforts, we can make a positive difference for everyone. In a nutshell, FACT's combined vision and mission is to help create a better world through educating the public and coalescing with others to eradicate biases and prejudices, as well as hate crimes. Greetings, everyone. This is Ruth Fairfax Frazier, host of Building Community, Strengthening Nations, here on Chris Radio with the FACT organization. We have a very enlightening program today. And the first segment is on Chicago Black Woman in Tech. I'd like to introduce you to Atosha Ate. She is the founder and WBWIT provides advocacy and education services to empower members and build a community based on empathy and mutual respect. It offers support in the areas of solidarity, community, education, wellness, economic empowerment, and advocacy programs to build a self-sustaining community of women in tech. As a locally focused organization, CBWIT takes a leading role in curating resources for members, bringing awareness to the concerns of Black women in tech, and creating functional pipelines to tech careers. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Please tell us more about your background.
Yeah, so I'm originally from Florida. I graduated from the University of Florida with an industrial and systems engineering degree. I was able to work at NASA's Kennedy Space Center after school, building simulation models to help make inferences about the new launch system. From there, I received an offer to work for GE Healthcare as a simulation analyst, which brought me to the wonderful city of Chicago, and I've been residing here for 3 years now. During my time here, I've decided to found the organization that you described so well, and I've just been working on that. So,
well, as a young girl, did you have interest in science?
Actually, I think I was leaning towards that. I would purchase like science kits from, I think the store's closed now. It was like Montgomery Ward. And I was pretty nerdy. Do experiments for fun or like try and figure out how like the things around the house were working. Like how does an iron work? And like I might like sketch from my imagination how it worked. So like there was, or there were signs that I was interested in STEM, and then in high school, the subjects that made the most sense to me because there was an answer for most things were math and science. So okay. I really liked physics, not chemistry so much because it was more abstract. Mm-hmm. And I really like calculus. So when I went to college, the majors that, you know, used those subjects were engineering and science and math. So I landed on industrial engineering.
Beautiful. Now, you mentioned NASA. How can young women get involved with that?
Mm-hmm. Well, first, the most important thing is you have to believe in yourself and know that even though it seems like only very special people can obtain those things, it's really a lot of people who are average who put in the work and they value themselves enough to allow that opportunity to happen. Mm-hmm. So instead of saying, oh, I'm not good enough, they apply. Mm-hmm. And instead of saying, like, I would never achieve, they say, you know, I can do that. I just need to put the work in. So I think a lot of people are actually capable of exceeding their own expectations. They just have to let themselves.
Okay. Now, did you have any special mentors along the way?
Family members and role models. So, like, most of my family comes from Jamaica, so mm-hmm. I had a lot of people who, you know, gave me a good work ethic through example. Mm-hmm. And I watched, you know, my grandmother come from another country, raise three kids, go to Howard, get a math degree, work for PricewaterhouseCoopers all at a time when there are very few black women being represented in any technical or accounting or like math field, and, you know, own a boutique, open her own accounting firm.
Wow.
My older sister, you know, she went to school and became a pharmacist, so that showed me, like, I can do it.
Okay.
And so the sky was kind of the limit. So there are a lot of role models within my family and then just in popular culture, just watching black people do excellent things and seeing all the resources available to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the organization that you founded.
Yeah, so it started as just a meetup where I was teaching women how to program in Java.
And what is Java?
Java is a computer programming language that was created to help control embedded systems, like your remote control, your digital camera. Mm-hmm. And so the problem with that is when you're programming it, you don't know what sort of hardware they're going to use. So you want a language that can be used on all different types of hardware. And so because of the language's portability, it's become one of the most popular languages in the world. So it's a great place to start learning the fundamentals of programming, object-oriented programming.
Mm-hmm.
So I envisioned that a group of women could get together and support each other and build a community that is respectful of each member, advocates for women, listens to them. So if they have issues with, like, hostile workplace, or maybe they just need to practice self-care, maybe they need resources to start a business, or to learn something in an environment that is supportive and encouraging, not condescending, doesn't make them feel silly for asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we would see a lot more representation in tech and all these fields that are just blowing up if we provide an environment that is yielding.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to...
And supportive.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if you think of people like flowers, like, you got to make sure that the soil is, like, yielding. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, we are so happy that you are doing what you do here in the Chicago area. How does someone become involved with your organization?
Email me.
Okay.
At info@cbwit.com.
Say that again.
The email is info@cbwit.com.
Okay.
You can reach us through our social media, Twitter or Instagram as well, direct messages, and we can just go have coffee and talk about how you'd like to get involved in the organization. I definitely have a vision for it, but this organization belongs to the community,
mm-hmm.
and therefore every person that is impacted by it, their vision for the organization, it should reflect that person's vision as well.
Okay.
So we definitely welcome, like, new voices and new blood to the organization.
And do you have a website?
We do. www.cbwit.com.
And what will we find there?
You can find our latest events. So Sisters at Work is the event on March 7th. You can stay up to date on our social media and also any classes or educational resources that we provide. We also have a member portal. So if you become a member of Chicago Black Women in Tech, you can stay up to date on any online classes or resources that we provide. You can meet other women online and share about like your journey. You can read new and exclusive content. We provide podcasts and blog posts on Black women in the city who are doing great things and also Black women who are just starting out in tech. And you'll also get access to our quarterly newsletter.
Okay. Now, at the website, you have a calendar and you do have something going on almost every day.
Yeah. So we think that if you put yourself in the position of someone who knows nothing about tech but has the potential to be great in tech, one of the things that they should need is a bird's eye view of what's going on in the city related to tech. So what we've done is we've aggregated all of the events that are relevant in the city, and you can find it in one place, and you don't have to be a member to see it. You just go on there and find, you know, 5 to 13 different things going on that day. And yeah, so we just want to make tech very approachable and accessible and less of a mystery and very easy to jump into.
Okay. Well, you do have an event coming up very soon. Can you tell us all about it?
Yeah, so the event on March 7th is called Am I My Sister's Keeper in the Workplace? And we believe it's a common experience for women to have positive and negative dynamics at work. I think sometimes we put expectations on other women to support us, and sometimes our expectations are not the same. So to have healthy and positive professional experiences, we thought it would be great to bring some subject matter experts together, along with a diverse group of women from the community, to actually discuss this topic and not just talk about it, but to walk away with some ideas for how we can build on positive experiences and correct negative ones moving forward.
Wonderful. Now, what will the event consist of?
Right. So the event will start with a keynote speak from Paula Kaplan, who is a well-regarded psychologist currently teaching at Harvard University. And she will give us some pointers explaining some myths that contribute to negative dynamics between women. From there, we'll have a panel discussion with some distinguished guests throughout the city, and we'll ask them, you know, pose different scenarios and ask them questions about how they would handle situations and what can be done in general to help women work well together and support each other in the office. And then lastly, we'll close the event with a mini workshop where we'll give scenarios to the guests and we'll ask them to come up with ideas and start to contribute to the conversation. And then we'll come back and look at what our subject matter experts came up with, and we'll look at what the audience came up with. And we'll try and synthesize and get the salient points, and we'll email everyone after the event, and we'll also make that information available to the public.
Great.
And we just want to start a conversation about the topic so that women don't feel like they're the only ones, and they also have a resource for moving forward in a positive direction.
Okay. Now, is this open to all women? Is there an age classification involved? Or?
Absolutely not. We want everybody from, you know, you may be just an intern at work all the way up to you're about to retire in a month, all races, all levels of seniority, all different industries are welcome. And we think that the more representation that we have, the better the outcome for the best practices will be.
Okay. So give us the venue and the time.
So this event will be held at the Northwestern Pritzker Law School. It's on the first floor. So if you enter from the Chicago Street, you just come in, go to your left. It's room RB140. And then you can get a ticket online at our website. And the event starts at 6 p.m., but we suggest getting there early to grab a seat and some refreshments around 5:45.
Okay. And how long will the event last?
The event's going to last about 3 hours to mm-hmm. allow time for the keynote, the panel, and the workshop. Mm-hmm. So it will end promptly at 9 p.m.
Okay. And who are some of your panelists this year?
So we have Soyoon Atak. She is an attorney, as well as Jamila Parham. She is an IT project manager. Mm-hmm. We have, of course, Paula Kaplan, Chippo, and we have Marcia. And all of them are at various levels of seniority in their career, so they have a lot of wisdom and experience to share right. with us.
So why is this event so important?
This is important because people are experiencing it, and it impacts not only how you feel at work, but it can impact, you know, the trajectory of your career, which if nothing else, that comes back to like your quality of life and how well you're able to take care of yourself, your family, and contribute to your community. So just to have a good quality of life, like we want people to be just as happy at work as they are out of it. Mm-hmm. And I think since a lot of women are experiencing it, it deserves a space to be discussed.
Okay. Now, what about aspiring techies? Are you accepting high school or college students to attend?
Absolutely. So this event is more focused on our community building initiative and solidarity initiative. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily tech focused because we want to allow people from different industries. Again, there's no age restriction. And as far as letting or supporting women who are new to tech, we absolutely want to create that pipeline and make people feel comfortable.
Okay.
We're not just uplifting women who have achieved, you know, mm-hmm. amazing things in their career. We also applaud and we celebrate women who may be a nurse and just bought a textbook on okay. technology and wants to start learning. We think that's just as admirable.
Well, we only have a minute or so left. We want you to promise to come back after the event and share many of the experiences learned
Absolutely.
With our audience. Kindly give us the website that we can get more information and the email again.
Okay. So to keep in touch, you can go to cbwit.com/sisters@work, or you can email me at info@cbwit.com.
Okay. Tell our audience again your name.
And my name is Atosha Adi.
And you are the founder of
Chicago Black Women in Tech.
Okay. And as we close out, is there any takeaway from this event you'd like to leave with our audience?
Always speak your truth. I know that's been said before in other arenas, but that's the most powerful thing you have. No matter what's going on in your life, don't avoid how you feel. Deal with it and try and channel your energy into something constructive.
Chicagoland, we welcome you to come to the event on March
7th
at
Northwestern Law School,
okay.
RB 140.
Thank you so much for coming on our program, and we look forward to hearing from you later.
Thank you for having me.
Bye now. Greetings, everyone. We have an announcement before we begin segment 2, and we are asking our co-host, Marshall Matthews, to assist us.
The Lyric Opera of Chicago, which monthly holds accessible performances, will once again have one this upcoming Sunday, March the 4th. You can listen to the broadcast on WMFT-FM, which will have a live broadcast of the performance and describe it for you. Also, if you want to go to the Lyric, they will also be having a touch tour that begins at noon and a half an hour free lecture at 1 o'clock, and the performance begins at 2 o'clock sharp. If you want any information, please go to www.lyricopera.org/your-visit/accessibility/blind-low-vision, and you can gather all the information you need for that performance. Ruth?
Well, our next segment is involving a very special project here at the Chicago Lighthouse. We have an esteemed staff member who's going to introduce herself and explain everything about it for you. So segment two is...
Hello, Ruth. Thank you for this time. My name is Angela D'Antonio, and I am part of the staff here at the Chicago Lighthouse. My role is in marketing, and we are working, as Ruth said, on a very, very, very exciting project that we hope will draw awareness to our organization. The Chicago Lighthouse is one of the city's longstanding and most prominent social service organizations serving the blind, visually impaired, disabled, and veteran communities. And they've been around the West Loop for over 100 years, and their mission is really crucial to Chicago. So I'm very excited to be part of the organization and part of this really great project. Your question is, okay, so what is this amazing, wonderful project that you're working on? You know, release the mystery here. Well, everyone will know coming in June 19th to August 11th specifically, but the Chicago Lighthouse is going to host a public art display that will be along the Magnificent Mile. So those of you who have seen the canines, have seen the horses and the cows on parade, the lighthouses are coming to the Mag Mile. And these are just not ordinary lighthouses. They are 6 foot tall lighthouses that will be decorated and designed by Chicago local artists, many of whom have disabilities. And the importance of this exhibit is to really celebrate access and inclusion for people with disabilities, which is at the core of our mission. So we're very excited to bring that to the Mag Mile, bring that to Chicago, and bring the awareness to our organization.
Well, can you give us information about how we can become involved?
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, like I said, this campaign is about celebrating access and inclusion for people with disabilities. We're celebrating the power of what people, business, and community can achieve when we provide access and inclusion for people with disabilities. And as I mentioned, too, this event will be citywide, and it will coincide with the city's premier disability exhibition, which is Access Chicago, which is held at Navy Pier, and the 28th anniversary of the ADA. So how can you get involved? Who do we need? We need everybody. We need the community to come together and really support this event. Individuals and organizations can do it by becoming sponsors. And artists, talented people out there, we're doing a call for artists. You can become involved by applying to be an artist for one of the lighthouses. It's very, very important. You know, this is a very special way for people to be able to engage in the mission of the Chicago Lighthouse and really be part of this wonderful event that is celebrating access and inclusion for people with disabilities. You can find all the information on our website, so get your paper and pen handy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it very slowly. The website for artist information, sponsor information, just information in general about this very cool project is at www.lighthousesonmagmile.com. So again, www.lighthousesonmagmile.com.
And Mag is M-A-G.
M-I-L-E. So Mag Mile. So we are very excited about it. And it's just going to be a great time. So we're asking everyone out there to be a beacon, for people with disabilities, mm-hmm. and to come see the ability in disability, come see what people with disabilities can achieve when given the chance. And that is at the core of our mission.
Okay. Now, how do artists participate? How do they become involved?
Well, they can go to the website, www.lighthousesonmagmile.com, and they can apply. It's really simple. We have all the forms that they can download and email to us or mail in, and it's just a simple application form. We ask a little bit about their background, why they would be excited to participate in something like this, mm-hmm. and we ask them even for a quick little sketch of what they envision. Okay. And we're asking the artist to create and use their talent to illustrate through a theme of access and inclusion for people with disabilities. So how you interpret that, how you visualize that, how you want to share that and celebrate it is what we're asking them to do.
Okay. Now, what is the deadline for submission of
art?
We would love to hear from our artists by March 19th. As you can imagine, there's a lot of things you got to put together. So if you can get your applications to us in by March 19th, we would greatly appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. And are there any decorating guidelines, anything that they should be aware of?
Just to have fun and let your talent and skill and creativity come alive.
Beautiful. Now tell us more about sponsorship.
Yes. So we are very excited. We think that this is a great opportunity for individuals and businesses to be part of a world-class event this summer. We believe we're saying here by participating, you can be a beacon and help change lives by, one, recognizing the role access and inclusion play in the achievements of people with disabilities. Also, by participating and sponsoring it, you're encouraging Chicago area employers and community members to lead the way with job opportunities for people with disabilities. And also, by participating, you can help educate the public about the power of community support in the lives of people with disabilities. And last but not least, help to give voice to what's possible for all populations living with vision loss or physical disabilities.
Okay. Well, with sponsorship, is that information available on the website
as
well?
Yes, it sure is, Ruth. We've got everything all in one spot. www.lighthousesonmagmile.com. You will see in the top navigation a place for sponsoring, as well as a call for artists.
Okay. Now, are the sponsors partnered with specific artistic displays?
Yeah. You know, once we get our artists all lined up and we get our sponsors lined up, we're going to let the sponsors view those sketches that we ask the artists to make and pick and choose who they would like their artist to be and the visual or theme that they embrace. And we'll connect the two and let them, you know, work together to produce a fabulous lighthouse that's going to go on the Magnificent Mile this summer.
Well, can you please give us a summary of the appeal for participation in this public art display? And, of course, share that website again.
Yes, of course, of course. Again, a great opportunity. We encourage people to be a beacon. You know, get involved to help change the lives for people who are blind, visually impaired, disabled, and veterans. This is the best way you can show your support. It's a community event, so it's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. And it's just a great way to, you know, to share what you're passionate about. So we appreciate everyone inquiring and applying. And again, they can do that at www.lighthousesonmagmile.com.
Right.
At Building Community, Strengthening Nations, our goal is that we want to support organizations like this because we want our whole community to be involved in it. So please get your artistic bones ready. Start making your drawings now and be prepared to submit them by the deadline. Please be involved in this because we want the whole Chicago to be lit up as a beacon of light, not just of what we see in art, but as hope for our community and hope that we can be inclusive in everything that we do. We would like to thank you for giving us an opportunity to hear about this program and more or less to spread the information of good news about a beacon of light in Chicago.
Chicagoland, we thank you for tuning in to Building Community, Strengthening Nations here on Chris Radio. Bye now.